Alrighty, we're all up here and we are ready to go. Live from New York. Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. Congress has passed the Democrat climate and health care bill, handing an election year win to President Biden. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will change the lives of many Americans. We sent to the president's desk a monumental bill that will be truly for the people. The House approved the bill over opposition from Republican 5 days after the Senate House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says that his Democratic colleagues will only have themselves to blame during the upcoming midterm elections. He said a new day is coming with a new plan to put America back on the right track. The vote means a win for Biden that recently seemed out of reach, but the bill includes the biggest ever effort on climate change, pharmaceutical price curbs, and tax boosts on corporations. The big health and healthcare and climate bill passed by the House on Friday also provides tens of billions of dollars in new funding for the IRS. NPR Scott Horsley reports that money is designed to help the tax collection agency crack down on wealthy cheats.
Today is really a glorious day for us. We send to the president's desk a monumental bill that will be truly for the people.
Medical teams from across Kentucky are stepping up to bring care to people affected by deadly floods in the eastern part of the state. Karen Czar reports with member station WUKY from Hazard, Kentucky.
Remember this day because it will be the last time the House will operate so reckless and irresponsible. A new day is coming with a new plan to put America back on the right track.
Some of the new funding will be used to update antiquated computers at the IRS, and some is earmarked to improve customer service, including a taxpayer phone line where 9 out of 10 calls go unanswered. Natasha Saran of the Treasury Department says most of the money is for beefed-up tax enforcement and more scrutiny of wealthy taxpayers who may be underreporting their income.
You're going to have an IRS that, for the first time in its history, has the resources it needs to police evasion by the top 1% of the distribution, which today is costing hundreds of billions of dollars in uncollected tax revenue.
The bill was passed on a strict party line vote over stiff opposition from the GOP. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that Europe's record heat and drought this summer is a consequence of climate change.
Fires are even destroying forest in Brittany, a usually cooler northwest region on the sea. Among those evacuated, fires are even destroying.
One second, we'll get you here to Beardsley. We're just having a bit of a technical difficulty. Stand by, and here we come with Europe's record heat.
Fires are even destroying in Brittany, a usually cooler northwest region on the sea. Among those evacuated in the Morbihan area of Brittany is Sister Catherine from the convent Notre Dame de la Joie. She spoke to French radio. I smelled the smoke at 1:15 in the morning and I couldn't sleep after that, she said. At 3, I heard the helicopters, and at 5 a.m., the police were knocking at our door to tell us we had to leave. Like this nun, all of France is hoping and praying for the fires to end. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator, according to his agent, Andrew Wiley. He was stabbed in the neck and may lose an eye. Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, was issued a fatwa, and he was in hiding. It's NPR News.